R&D strategies and efficiency of the organization, and is by Dr. Bruce Drury. Dr. Drury is the Vice President of R&D at Advanced Technology Consultants. He's been involved in a large number of organizations and has years of technical and leadership experience. He's going to talk today about that all-important topic of R&D alliances and how to make them a success. Please welcome Dr. Drury.
Thanks, it's a privilege to be here. Thanks to R&D Magazine 100 for having me, and also thank all of you for your interest. So, I'm going to talk about R&D alliances and the relation of portfolio and network factors that impacts the outcome. Of course, companies have this alliances for a purpose, and we would like to see here whether those purposes are met and what are the factors that affect the outcome for this the alliances. So my subjects that I'm going to talk today, first I'm going to present to you essentially the purposes and drivers of alliances. You see different organizations have different drivers and reasons to do that. And then after that, I'm going to present to you organizational forms of interfaith cooperation. It was surprising to look at it. There's so many different ways that you could arrange this. These preliminaries are very important so that you get a kind of stereoscopic picture of the whole thing. And then there is alliance formation process. You know, 20-something so years ago when we had an alliance, so it's a nice thing to shake hands and say, let's do that. But that's not as easy. And you will see it's a quite an intricate process, and companies who are involved with so many multiple alliances, they have well-established procedure. And these procedures are very important and implication in terms of the success of this alliance. And then, having said, you know, these are kind of preliminary introduction, then I want to present to you return on investment on these strategic alliances. What do you know about that? I mean, has it been useful? People have been conducting this alliances. In fact, I'm going to show you historical evolution of this alliance in many industrial sectors. It kind of goes up and down, and the answer is, what's the return on investment? Is there any justification for it? So, of course, financial justification. And then I'm going to talk about more on the alliance portfolio and network. Now, imagine your company has an alliance with company A, and then company B, okay? And then A and B also themselves have alliances with two other or three other companies and so on. And before you know it, you have a network. And you as a company, your company, also has a portfolio of alliances. So how do we analyze this? And when you go to the literature, you find out that network analysis is not a new thing. Neurologists, you know, the neuroscientists have started looking at neurons and network, and then mathematicians use that, and it trickled into other areas such as social networking, web, you know, World Wide Web. And we want to see, can we use any one of those techniques here to find out anything about network alliances? What are the parameters of this network of alliances that would be important to consider? And then the R&D alliance is going to be two. Okay, I'm going to present to you also the evolution so that you get a visual picture of how alliances, this number of alliances, changed throughout the history. You're going to see one which I'm going to refer to that as a pool network, and the other one is going to be specific to internet and computer telecommunication. So, there are two important outcomes I'm going to focus here. Because we want to look at these parameters and then we're going to see the effect of these parameters on these outcomes. These are the outcomes that are relevant as far as the organization is concerned. One is the rate of intelligent technological knowledge flow. One of the reasons that the companies have alliances is because they would like to exchange information, in particular technological knowledge. So, as far as this is concerned, I'm going to look at the compositional features of the firm around the alliance. So you have an alliance. What are the features of composition that would affect or enhance the rate of interfaith technological knowledge? The other factor that I'm going to look at that everybody is discussing, and it's an important aspect of the story of for-profit and non-profit organizations, innovation. So does this alliance have any saying about the innovation performance of the companies? Well, for that, I'm going to look at these factors. It's going to be partners' technological resources. I mean, if your partner is, for example, IBM or GE, or is this a small or medium-sized company, or in terms of resources being high or low, does that make a difference? So what do we know about that? And the other thing, partners positioning around the network. This is where it comes, the network analysis comes into picture. It appears that it does make a difference where your partners are in their own network, when the results actually shows. So I'm going to present some results here to you. And then last is going to be around the alliance governance. I mean, this alliance has to be governed. And we are recommending companies, and some big companies have multiple of alliances, they have alliance management, just like innovation management. So towards the end, I'm going to talk about the role of trust in alliance success. Just some comments, you know, there's no, it's a quantitative analysis, and I will come.